A stranger crossed the line with Claudia's daughter over the weekend. We'd love to get your opinion on this. What would you have done in this situation? And it's something I think a lot of parents have dealt with. It's Vinny and Claudia's in for Nikki and Stuntman Sam. So what happened?
I was weekend? Like, no, you don't. There's some things you just don't do. Yeah. We were at the movies yesterday. We went to go see Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, yes. The sequel, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So the third one. And it's a kid's movie. Let's not forget, right? And so many kids in the cinema. And so we're watching the movie. And Lily Blue keeps on talking with her friend beside her. They're laughing and they're enjoying the movie. And I keep on telling her to sort of, Lily, please don't speak so loud. There's people in front, whatever. So I think I have the situation under control. Now, she's a child, right? So sometimes she slips and
How old is your daughter?
She's six.
Six, okay.
Yeah. So the lady in front of me turns around and shushes my daughter.
Ooh.
She took it upon herself to turn her head and to tell my daughter, arrête de parler.
So how did you react? How did you handle the situation? I'm curious.
I was upset. Je dis, excusez-moi, madame. On est au cinéma. Elle a 6 ans. Merci. Like, you know what? I keep on repeating it to her, but other kids were talking. And if you don't want kids around, come watch the movie at 9 o'clock at night when there's no kids. I just have a hard time with people disciplining my kids if I'm there. You know, like if I'm not there, if my kids are at my friend's house and something happens, or if there's an emergency happening, like my kid's in trouble, they could hurt themselves and I'm not around, please, you know, intervene.
So have you ever disciplined anybody else's kids? Have you ever been in that situation where you had to, you know, be that authoritative figure and be like, look?
Well, sometimes, but never rudely. Like if kids come over to my place and at home we don't jump on the couch and they do, I'll sort of just ask them politely not to do so. But in terms of scolding or disciplining other people's kids, never. Unless, like I said, if they're going to get hurt or, you know.
So you think you shouldn't discipline other people's kids. I think this is a conversation we need to have, especially for me too, because I'm becoming a parent soon. So I'm trying to I'm trying to learn things, but I would assume it'd be depending on the situation, depending how well maybe you know the parent. I know for me in the past, I've tried to discipline my nephew in front of my sister-in-law and it doesn't go that well.
No.
Not discipline like being, you know, I'm like, don't do that. And then she kind of gives me the look. I'm like, I'm not going to do that again.
Right. Well, and you'll see when you have your own, it's a different story too because you get emotional about it, right? You don't want to see other people's
Should you discipline other people's kids? You can text us this morning, 99.25.
I know that parents are very protective of their kids and it's always different when someone else is disciplining them, but I have no problem telling a child to behave if they're out of, you know, out of line, if they're being too obnoxious. I will tell them to shush. I am that guy.
Oh, you are?
And
why am I
it's
not
like a personal thing. I don't mean it, you know, offensively toward the person's parents, but let's be honest, like if the child is disrupting the peace, it's like action needs to be taken. I find too many parents are so blasé.
Needs to
well,
be
it's
taken.
True. But you know, some parents are so blasé that they'll let anything slide.
Isn't that crossing the line a little bit, though? I mean, they're not your kid.
I don't care. If I would say it to an adult, I would say it to a kid.
Of course you would.
Really?
Yeah, I would. And again, it's something.
I don't know. I find that is crossing the line. I don't know. I just, it's something that I'm not comfortable with. I don't like to see, especially because you've met my kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they behave very well. Sure. And if I'm there, please, if I'm not seeing a situation and I'm there, address it with me and I will address it with my kids.
So I'll discipline you in front of the kids.
Exactly. Okay. That's exactly what you have to do. I'd rather that than the opposite.
All right. Should you discipline other people's kids? You can text us this morning, 99.25. We're taking your texts at 99.25. And coming up, Claudia, I want to see if you agree with these discipline strategies for other kids. First, let's go to the phones. Natalie, what do you think about this?
For me, I have a rule of thumb is if you're at my house and your parents aren't here, you become one of mine, so I treat you like mine. If you eat a candy bar and you leave the wrapper on the table, I will come up and say, hey, I don't know about your house, but here we put our wrappers in the garbage. But if your parents are here, they're going to deal with you. I'm not getting in the mess of that.
If I'm around and you see my child doing something that you don't like, you should address it with me and not scold my child in front of me.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Exactly, because then they're overriding you.
I assume you become very protective once you become a parent. That just happens naturally, doesn't it?
You go full mama bear.
Yeah. And Papa Bear too, okay? Don't forget about Papa.
For sure, Papa Bear too.
Kim, I'm curious, what are your thoughts? You have an 8-year-old daughter. Do you think it's okay to discipline other people's children?
Yeah. It depends on the situation. If the other child's out of control or if the other parent's having trouble and they can't, you know, get the child under control, I'll step in. But I will usually ask the other parent, hey, do you need a hand here? Because your kid's, I'm calling it out of control.
Okay.
And, you know.
All right, you guys tell me if you agree with this or not. These are discipline strategies for other people's kids. If you're watching somebody else's children, an expert has said these are some things you should think about doing. Plan ahead. Discuss the rules with the child's parent. For example, how much TV she or he can watch, how much they can eat. Let the little things go. If a child knocks down a block tower or doesn't say thank you for the homemade cookies and lemonade that you work so hard to make, don't correct them. Also, don't embarrass him or her. That's something you need to keep in mind, too. Never discipline a child in front of their friends. Address them as part of the group and accentuate the positive. Try not to be too negative with other people's children. And we're getting a ton of texts on our text on 99925.
Yeah, somebody texted, I wouldn't say to a kid to be quiet. If I wanted to have no kids, I'd rather go to the movies later, or would address more the parent to talk to the kid.
Yeah, I think that's important too, right?
I think so too.
Julie wants to chime in. Go ahead.
I think that sometimes it's necessary. I've done it with parents there. And kids just sometimes listen better to other adults because they don't know our limits as they do their parents.
You'd be okay with other people disciplining your kids in certain circumstances?
Other people haven't had necessarily to discipline my kids when I'm there because I'm pretty much a strict mom. So my kids know better.
All right. You lay down the law. Lead by example.
I have the mom look.
Run.
That's why
run.
I refuse to get Botox because that's my weapon.
See, there's the mom look. There's also the wife look that I get on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You run when you see that look.
Of course you do.
Very intimidating. Claudia, can you give me the mom look right now? Oh, Jesus.
Look. Ooh, I don't want to mess with that one.
That is scary business.